Kimberly. You're listening to an Aiden's Wagon podcast. I'm a mom to an amazing boy named Aiden that happens to be on the autism spectrum. I wake up every day bracing for a new adventure. I will share some of those adventures with you on this podcast. We will also hear from other parents, educators, authors, and caregivers. So please sit back and enjoy. Spring has sprung. This is my favorite time of the year. Happy spring, everyone. It is April and it's Autism Awareness Month. I had the pleasure of visiting Aretta Baumgartner and the great folks at Center for Puppetry Arts. This place is amazing. I have always had such a great respect for Center for Puppetry Arts in downtown Atlanta. Now that I had the opportunity to spend some time there and meet their awesome staff, it is truly my favorite place. These are some of the most amazing folks. They truly are dedicated to the community. As I have previously shared, I started Aiden's Wagon to create a no-judgment zone for families and children on the autism spectrum. And guess what? This is exactly what Center for Puppetry Arts has done. They provide a sensory-friendly program atmosphere equipped with quiet space. They are on a constant quest to make sure our kiddos are happy and having a good time. And we all know if our kiddos are happy, then we are happy as well. You will hear how Aretta and the great folks at Puppetry Arts are dedicated to the community. So sit back and enjoy. Hello, I am here with Aretta Baumgartner from Center for Puppetry Arts. And she is in the guest chair today. Aretta, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here and to speak with you and to celebrate the great work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I've had an awesome tour of your facility. I cannot believe how amazing it is. And you guys have grown so much since the last time I was here, which was quite a while ago. But I want to talk to you today about some of the educational services that you have and the specialized services that you do for children and individuals on the spectrum and with special needs. So I will go ahead and turn it over to you if you'd like to share some of that information with us.
Absolutely. And speaking of sharing, I feel like it's important to share with you all our legacy here at the center. In terms of why we do what we do, we are a 100-year-old school building. Wow. This was formerly an Atlanta public school building, and for that reason, there is a legacy and tradition here of learning and support. Awesome. And as an education director here, I am constantly on my awesome third floor with these colorful classrooms and the creaky wood floors and the wonderful cubby closets where students for 100 years have put their coats and have made themselves grow and learn and be inspired. It is our responsibility to continue that legacy and tradition. And the school building as well used to be a place, right? School mm-hmm. used to be a place where you got community services as well,
right?
Where you learned how to be healthy in many different ways, where you learned how to communicate, where you learned the school learning as in addition to all those things, and where families came to share and grow. So it just makes sense to me that we keep that access, that we keep that tradition of growth and learning and support and community going in this building. And that is, I will say, part of the inspiration for our sensory-friendly programming initiative and all of our accessibility programs is this building, this property has been a place to do that for 100 years. The center's been doing it for now 40 years. It's our 40th birthday.
Yay,
this year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So that's, again, that perspective, right, of the why. It is literally in the DNA of the Center for Puppetry Arts, the building's okay. DNA to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, to answer it more specifically, we are proud that we began doing the sensory-friendly programming initiative here formally in February of 2015. It was our first performance and support activities meaning museum and create a puppet workshop. That's the first day we said, let's try this. Let's make this a place of arts for all. And it was such an important day because it had been 2 years in the making.
Okay.
Back in the fall of 2013, I had an awesome conversation with my brother-in-law, who happens to have a young man, a brilliant young man, who just happens to be someone with autism spectrum disorder. We were chatting about stuff. Hey, what have you been up to? What have you been doing with your family?
Right.
And he mentioned not a lot. And I said, hey, tell me more about that. What do you mean? Is everything okay? And he said, you know what? It's hard. It is hard for us to get out of the house. It is hard for us to make the effort to leave with my son and to go to a place that says, yeah, you're welcome here. With all of your uniqueness and all of the amazing parts of who you are, come on in, be yourself. And he then stopped doing things. And that astounded me. I did not understand completely. I don't have the knowledge of his day-to-day existence. And I was really surprised. And I thought to myself, hey, do we have humans like that who cannot come to the Center for Puppetry Arts because it's hard to leave the house, it's hard to get to a place, and then it's hard to be at the place? Huh, what if? That what if led me to Google, as many what ifs do, right? And I stumbled across something called the Autism Theater Initiative of the Theater Development Fund, and a program based really in a lot of Broadway theaters saying, let's make these performances more accessible to families with unique needs. We are not a Broadway house here at the Center for Puppetry Arts. We don't have Broadway resources in some ways, but you know what we have? Creative, passionate people. And I said, let's figure this out.
Right.
How can we do this? I reached out to a handful of organizations here in the Atlanta area, one that responded almost immediately and with incredible enthusiasm was the Emory Autism Center. And Michael and Sharon from the Emory Autism Center came here for a visit in January of 2014, and they talked me through this. And what they said is, give it a shot. Right. If you do it with integrity and respect and passion, I promise you, people will be grateful. Because, of course, I was extremely worried about doing it wrong or not being perfect and maybe doing things that weren't quite right or things that might be offensive accidentally. And right. They said, do it with integrity, passion, and heart and respect, and you're going to be fine. Right. And so there we go. My wonderful colleagues here did say, let's support it. And we tried it. We got feedback from our amazing audiences, did some tweaking, tried it again in May of 2015, and decided that it was something that we were going to commit ourselves to. Our mission at the center is to inspire imagination, education, and community through the global art of puppetry. Community, right? Yes. Community means everyone in that community. Right. So to me, community means access for all. Mm-hmm. And we reminded ourselves of our mission, and we dove in. And we got support, thank goodness, from one of our amazing board members. Her name is Cheryl Henson. She happens to be the daughter of Jim Henson, and she happens to be an amazing human as well as an amazing artist with an amazing family legacy of puppetry.
Right.
She, from the beginning, has given us support for this programming. She said yes. We followed that by a Power to Give campaign, and that's through the Arts and Science, originally the Arts and Science Council of Charlottesville, but our City of Atlanta Office for Cultural Affairs, they do something called Power to Give.
Okay.
And organizations can say, we've got a program we need support for. They do a 50-50 match of donors, and through that, we were able to get sensory-modifying headphones, fidget toys, and training from Emory Autism Center for that first official season. And we did it, and we learned, and we grew, and we got things wrong, and we got things right. and since then, we've been able to grow through support for Georgia Council for the Arts. And now our support is coming from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. And these are all grants, since we are a nonprofit,
right.
Grants that help us do the work. And we're now offering full seasons of sensory-friendly programming.
It's amazing, the work. Aretta, for being such a great host and taking me back down memory lane. This was such a nostalgic visit. I want everyone to go to puppet.org and check out the host of sensory friendly programs they have to offer. They have Harold and the Purple Crayon, Beauty and the Beast, P Pete the Cat. Those are just some of the upcoming programs for 2019 and 2020. So I would suggest that you all go to puppet.org and check out the website for yourself. If you're unable to make it to the facility, as already stated, that you have an option of doing something virtual, so I would check into that as well. And so from Aiden's Wagons family to the Henson family and to Aretta and her folks at Center for Puppetry Arts, we thank you so much for doing all that you do.